I tell you, man.
What?
On the TV screen behind you right now, CNN, and obviously everyone's talking about election night in America. Yeah, tomorrow night. Right now, the title I'm reading is Trump emphasizes H in Obama's middle name. How bored
are you guys? All right,
come on. This way, and maybe this makes me, like, I try and keep up with politics, but not crazy. But that's why I just can't take news.
It's just
like TV news, cable news.
Just the way they go at it, too. They're always so serious.
They're literally, well, let's look into this. He emphasizes the H in Obama's middle name. What's he saying about that? Maybe I'm not standing up for Trump. Don't anyone be like, oh, you're trying. But this is what cable news resorts to fill time.
Yeah. It's like you always got to have something to talk about and to complain about.
And you just got to dig, like, well, hey, I got something.
Mm-hmm.
I got something. You know what? I saw him swipe at a fly, and I think that was a Democratic fly.
Yeah.
I think the fly was a Democrat.
It's a preposterous.
It says preposterous. Anyway, that's what I'm looking at right now, is a panel of people, adults.
Imagine that was your job.
I would hate myself.
Every day, you gotta go in and you gotta bitch about something.
What are we talking about today? Oh, nothing important? Cool.
Right.
Well, one politician said another politician's name? Okay.
It's another day in politics. Then you got to get up extra early. You got to dress up. You got to look nice. Do your hair.
Ugh.
You know, you got to look good for the TV.
Show up in sweats. Be like, this is garbage TV. Here we go. Let's do it. Speaking of garbage, let's do your morning dump.
Yeah. It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy
clear
stuff,
my throat.
Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Let me clear my throat.
What?
Sorry, I was just thinking about that song.
It's still No Nut November. Speaking of clearing throats.
Yeah. Clearing something. Oh, God.
Are you still good?
I'm still good,
I'm
man.
Out. I'm out.
I was just tired this weekend. I think that's why.
It's the only thing that saved
you. Saving you, just being tired.
Just tired. I don't even want to do it.
You know?
So, yeah. So, I'm out. I don't know if Kiki's.
Right. Then I got a big old scab on my left hand.
Oh!
Yeah. It's my power hand.
You're lefty?
Yeah.
And I saved that one for the stranger.
Classic.
It feels different.
All right. You got to sit on it for a while.
Feels different.
Mm-hmm.
If you got an extra $2.5 million laying around,
good news.
Yeah. Let me check the piggy bank. See what I got in there. Got to return some cans here pretty soon. Yeah, I might.
Got to go to Coinstar.
Anyway, there is a brand new Lamborghini hybrid that is expected to be released soon. The Lamborghini Unico.
Yep.
What a dumb name.
I've seen this car.
Have you seen this thing?
Is it the black one?
Well, I'm sure they have different colors.
I think this one is specifically one color.
838 horsepower.
Oh, boy.
6.5 liter V12 engine connected to an electric motor.
Dude, that's sick. The Porsche. Was it the Porsche 913 Spyder? They were the first ones to come out with the hybrid
so of the sports car.
They have electric motors on the actual drive shaft, I believe.
It's insane.
It's one of the most craziest cars. Dude, the cars now, these hypercars coming out these days, they're absolutely insane.
Like I said, I'm totally for electric vehicles. Like, I wanted to have solar-powered vehicles, whatever. It makes sense. But for some reason, everyone's, like, all stoked about, Tesla's got that, and it has the insanity mode.
That 2020 Roadster.
First of all, no one needs it. People can't drive the vehicles we have now. They go 0 to 60 at a moderate pace. Now we're giving people a chance to go 0 to 60.
Yeah. In 1.9 seconds, Brock.
No!
The Tesla Roadster is ridiculous.
You know what's going to happen? Some granny's going to get her new electric car that her kids buy her, that her grandkids buy her. She's going to go, what does this button do? And then grandma's a red spot on a wall of a CVS. For God's sakes.
This car is way too fast.
This is all. God. Anyways.
You know, the range on these electric cars are getting ridiculous, too. They're getting up to like 500 miles.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love it.
That's
awesome. What we need to do. And again, I love muscle cars. I love the old gas burners just as much as the next guy.
You're more of an old school guy, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I could, the worst thing I ever did in my life.
If you had to choose a hypercar, though, what would you choose?
I would choose a nice, a reasonable Honda Prius.
It's just fast as hell.
Yes.
You know?
Just a bored out, blown Honda Prius.
Dude, you know, and they got like the LaFerrari out now, the Bugattis that are over like $1 million a car. These things are ridiculous, man.
I want a nice electric Vespa, all right?
You know?
Something moderate. Gets good gas mileage.
How rich are you to be able to own one of these cars?
Yeah.
You just have
$2.5 million.
A couple mil just laying around.
whoever they are, probably a real dick. Apparently, we're not good at closure. According to a new survey, half of men and almost 3 out of 5 women still communicate with at least one of their exes.
Really?
Do you talk to any of your exes?
No.
I don't either.
Well,
they're an ex for a reason.
No, actually, I don't, really.
I mean, I shouldn't say that I haven't ever, but I have not maintained. Actually, no, I'm trying to think of anyone of an ex that I've maintained mm-hmm. a decent relationship with.
Would,
none of them.
I would say most of my exes I could run into and be cool with and just, you know, talk and hang out.
I mean, cordial,
out, you
know? Yeah. A lot of mine I can't because I did a lot of stupid things.
Yeah, but. Right. Have you ever ran into an ex and she looks at you like, I hate you?
Yes.
I hate you.
Yes, I have. Yeah. I have. Well, seeing as I was my last ex, the girl I dated before Kiki, mm-hmm. I broke up with her over the phone. I have not talked to her.
You're a terrible person.
It was my birthday, May 29th, 2010. And I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. And I hung up. I haven't talked to her since.
Boom. Nothing.
She's
huh?
engaged now, and I think she's getting married. So yeah, good.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
She's fine. She bounced back. She's a tough girl. Yeah. But I have no desire to. They're exes for a reason.
I think my ex, before my wife, broke up with me over the phone, too.
Yeah?
She came back from a spring break and was like, yeah, this is done. I'm like, I know what happened on spring break. I know why.
I know what you did.
Right. It's kind of odd that you're breaking up with me after spring break, huh?
Got a little drunk on Jello shots, made some bad choices with a Chad.
I hate Chad, especially spring break Chad.
Son of a bitch, Chad.
I know what you're doing.
She banged tan ripped Jesus. She was terrible. So the survey found the top 5 reasons why. One, they have mutual friends. They have children together. That's understandable. Mm. Still friendly with their family, which is weird.
Yeah, you always have an ex who's like real good friends with your mom. Or do you have an ex that like still contacts your parents?
Yeah, like sends them. I don't know because that's just.
I had an ex that last year. I hadn't seen her in like what 5 years or something.
Yeah,
and apparently she just went to my parents one night. My brother was over there having a fire.
That's weird.
And, like the next day, you're like, yeah, your ex was over here last night, just, you know, inside talking to your mom and just like, no, come.
Is that weird? If any of my exes showed up at my parents' door, my mom would think, like, get the gun. She's here to kill, bro.
Right.
What? Or there's a kid that he doesn't know about. That's what would happen.
Right. What's going on here?
Let's see. Number 4 is to keep having sex with them. That's understandable.
Yeah.
I did that for a while. and then number 5, I'm not over the feelings for them, 14%. There's no reason. They're exes. You ended the relationship. It didn't work out. Move
sex
on.
Thing, man. It's always angry sex.
Dude. I love it. It's fantastic. God, I miss that.
God, I hate you.
Give them that little.
Take it out.
Give them that little glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
That it's gonna work out.
Yeah. It never does.
Never though. Talk to him again.
It never. Does,
it ends though. Violently.
That's another thing too. Going back to your ex and trying to work things out, it never does.
No,
come on, guys.
Yeah,
girls. You know,
things are gonna be better this go around.
This time it's gonna be. Then like 2 weeks later, same thing happens. Yeah. You guys just.
You got all your friends saying, "What are you doing, moron?
Yeah.
Stop it, Becky. He's an ass. Just leave him." Mm-hmm. No, he's changed.
He's changed.
He's changed. Anyway, all right. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
The morning.